In this bulletin, the United States approves the emergency use of Pfizer's COVID-19 vaccine. Five people in hotel quarantine in Victoria test positive to coronavirus. And in cricket, key players injured in the lead-up to the first test against India. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyett. The United States has authorized the use of the Pfizer coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. The Food and Drug Administration had come under intense pressure from the Trump administration to approve the vaccine. President Donald Trump says the first vaccinations will take place in the next 24 hours, with each state to determine who gets priority.
The governors decide where the vaccines will go in their state and who will get them first. We want our senior citizens, healthcare workers, and first responders to be first in line. This will quickly and dramatically reduce deaths and hospitalizations.
More than 292,000 people have died from the virus in the US. The World Health Organization says billions of dollars is needed to help fund the distribution of COVID-19 vaccines to every country. Director Dr. Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus says the WHO needs at least $4.3 billion to buy vaccines for the neediest countries.
We face an immediate funding gap of $4.3 billion to procure vaccines for the most needy countries. I urge donors to fill this gap quickly so that vaccines can be secured, lives can be saved, and a truly global economic recovery is accelerated.
The federal opposition says Australia must take stronger action on climate change. The call comes after Prime Minister Scott Morrison told the Pacific Islands Forum that Australia is very confident it can achieve its 2030 target without using carryover credits. Labor's climate change spokesman Mark Butler says the rest of the world can see through what he calls Scott Morrison's spin.
Scott Morrison's attempt this week to pivot on climate change has been shown to be all spin and no substance, and the rest of the world is seeing right through that spin. His pig-headed refuse to commit to net zero emissions will see Australia continue to be isolated globally and will come at a huge cost to Australians in lost jobs and lost investment.
The United States Supreme Court has rejected an attempt by the state of Texas to invalidate election results in four key states. Texas wanted the court to throw out the results in Georgia, Michigan, Pennsylvania, and Wisconsin. But the Supreme Court has ruled that Texas did not have the legal standing to bring the case. Five people in hotel quarantine in Victoria have tested positive for COVID-19. The state is still free of community transmission of the virus. Deputy Chief Health Officer Professor Ben Cowie says he's confident the changes made to quarantine protocols in Victoria will keep people safe.
Obviously, we'd all prefer that there were no active cases. We're confident that the changes made to strengthen the program will ensure that we manage this in a way that keeps return travellers, the workers caring for them, and the Victorian community as safe as possible.
At least six pedestrians have been injured in New York when a car drove into a street protest. Witnesses say the car drove into the protesters in a busy intersection in Manhattan. Demonstrator Sevilla Vickerman says it was a terrifying experience.
I hear people screaming in the front. I look behind me. The woman is plowing through. I run out of the way. I see bodies flying up here. A bike. I dodged a bike that came flying from my face. I look up, the car is speeding, people are trying to run. There were bodies and people fleeing to the people sitting on the sidewalk who got hit.
In cricket, Manus Labuschagne says he's willing to open the batting in the first test against India if he's called on. Will Pekowski has been ruled out after he suffered concussion, and David Warner's groin injury sees him sidelined. The test starts in Adelaide on Thursday. Well, now the weather for Sunday, a possible shower and 23 degrees. Adelaide, partly cloudy, 34. Melbourne, mostly sunny, 30. Hobart, mostly sunny and 27 degrees. Canberra cloudy and 22. Wollongong a shower or two, 21 degrees. Sydney a possible shower, 24. Newcastle similar conditions, 24. Brisbane rain with possible heavy falls and 24 degrees. Cairns partly cloudy, 33. And Darwin showers and a possible storm and 33 degrees. I'm Greg Dyett and this is SBS News.